They made this form, they chopped off the Yam of the Yisrael from the Dorm and Mizrach side. They only left one Amma towards the Sofer and toward the Marav side. But the rest of the Dorm side and the rest of the Mizrach side, maybe they chopped off the Yisrael there. So according to Rav Lamais at the end, there was no Yisrael, nothing going into the Chilek Shel Binyamin. So Mora says, no, Avonim Shleimus Ksiv. The prophet says you have to have Avonim Shleimus. Means complete whole stones. You can't have broken stones. So now it says maybe the machi is midi. Mitusay v'shokulay. Maybe they put some underneath it and they removed it. In other words, when they first brought that big form there, so on the dome side and the minister side, maybe they did not fill up that arm with stones. But rather, Rashi said, they put a piece of wood there. When the family left, everything was settled, then they just picked up that piece of wood there. So maybe the Maisa, like Rav holds, there was no Yisrael at all on the Dorm side or the Mizrach side. That could, maybe the Brachos Midi, the Chachil, they put some wood there, Mitus on the bottom, the Shokra, took it away then. Dibra Tehme Ochi, you've not just read this, Dibra Tehme Ochi, Hodi Yama, Rav Kana, that's what Kana says, Avonim Shel Kremis. The stones of the cairn of the cornice. Chalula saw you, they were hollowed out. He holds the horns. He holds the horns of the Mizbeach. Were hollowed out. Chalulais, how you? The secret the passage says, Omole kemizra kezevius Mizbeach, it was filled up. That they filled up like the basins, the horns of the Mizbeach. Was like in Mizrak. So how could that be Avonim Shleimus and Rachmana? How could you have hollowed out? Either Torah says it has to be whole stones. You can't have stone but you hollowed something out. How could that be? And it must be that at the beginning when they made it, the Mochis Midi Metusei, they put some of the tender underneath it. They shocked them and they took it away. So Achinam here also, but you said it could be the Mochis Midi Metusei, that I could put something underneath it. The shocker and then they took it away. Skit to not be a cash according to Rav. Jarosh Rebbe Rebbe Dash like this. My Dixir was the person to say, Vayelech David Ushmuel, Vayeshva Benu Yais, Perama. It says, and the David and Shmuel went, and they were in Noyes in the Ramas. It says, Vayeshva they sat Penovas Perama. Vichima in your Nevoyes, Eitzer Rama. What does Nevoyes has to do with Ramas? Ela mitzvah like this, Shal Yoshvim b'Rama. They were sitting in Rama, the Oskim b'Noyah Shalom, and they were talking about, engaged in, about glorifying the world. That's what we're talking about. That's what Noyos has to do with Ramas. But how to build the Beis HaMikdash. I'm in the same situation. One passage says, the count of your lease on a mokum, you have to get up and go up to the mokum to the Beis HaMikdash. Malamra comes to teach us, she Beis HaMikdash gevoyim mikol Eretz Yisrael, that the Beis HaMikdash was the highest point of Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael gevoyim mikol Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael was the highest place of all the other Eretz Yisrael. But still we have the Yadu Duchte, Heichi, they did not know exactly where was the place to build the Beis HaMikdash, they still did not know. Is I see Sefer Yeshua. They had to bring out the Sefer Yeshua. The Kulik Sivnul, but it says, Vayorid Vyolo Agvum, Vitor Agvum, Vishavid Vinyamin, Vyolo Tsiv, Vayorid Lexiv. And then we have the Shvatim, it says Lashna, Vayorid, they went down, Vyolo, they went up. Mashaykim, Vishavid Vinyamin, it says, Vyolo Tsiv, it says they went up, Vayorid Lexiv, it did not say they went down. Some of me have said, Shmani, here it's a proof, Hoch Yum Mekaymai, this is the place where the Beis HaMikdash should be. The Beis HaMikdash should be the Mokim Binyamin. So Vil Lemivnayu B'Yayim Itum. They thought to build it in the place Ayim Itum. The Madlei, which was a little bit elevated, was a little bit raised, the Madlei. Amri, they said, no, Misti Bay Kalilei. Let's build it a little bit lower. Because what the Pasuk says, Ubein Sefer Shochin, that the Shechinah will be between the shoulders and a little bit lower. The very same Rashi can say, Gemiri, there is a Kabbalah like this, that the Sanhedrin, the Chalk of Yehuda, that the Sanhedrin, they were the Chalk of Yehuda, or Shechina, the Chalk of Binyamin, but Shechina, the Mokam HaMikdash, that was the Chalk of Binyamin. The Madlinim lay Mispal Getuva, and therefore they would build it in the highest spot, it would be too far away between them. There would be a distance between the two of them, Tuva. Therefore, Mutav is better than Nisni Bay Porto. Let's build a little bit lower. Kirsuma, the Pesach says, we're being safe of Shochein. And the Adav is there because of this. Niskane, Dei, Gradomi, B'David. Because of this, Dei, Gradomi, like was jealous upon David. Kirsuma, like it says, Ki Kinesi, Bay Secho, Ach Chasni. Achalasni, ki kinas, beisecha achalasni. Uksiva says, Achor Hashem with David, as kol avonosu b'shenish b'al Hashem. And mother b'yal beisi, and metain shinas li'enai, b'afrofoi tzumai. Adem tzo mokum Hashem, give me a place like to rest, until I find the mokum of the Shechina, where the Beis Midrash should be built. Hine shemanu b'yafroso, metzanu b'sodeh, yang b'yafroso. Like we heard that it should be in Ephraim, but we found it in the fields of the forest. There Yeshua, this means Yeshua, the cross of Ephraim came from Ephraim. Metzamu b'sod yar, there Binyamin, it means it was built in the Chelek of Binyamin, therefore the Pasuk says, Binyamin zeh the Yitrof. So that's why the Beis Midrash was built, the Chelek of Binyamin. Now the Mishnah says, Zitche Shalmi Tziba. What's Shalmi, or Shlom, the Tziba brings? Or who had been the Hashemus and the Korban Hashem has the same halachis. That what? That Eino Hein Hashem, these are the Korban of an Hashem. There are five of them. Hashem Gzelus. And by Pashas, if you Korban, if you swear false, so you have to bring Korban Hashem Gzelus. Hashem Minus, if you have an oath from Hegdish. Hashem Shivcha Charufa, if you live with a Shivcha Charufa, Shivcha Kinanis, which is Miyuredeth, Miyuredivri, you have to bring this Korban Hashem Shukha Ruva, Oshem Nes, and also brings a special Oshem, and Oshem Matzaira, and Oshem Toli. Also, if you do a Chet, if you have a Sufik, what you did a Chet or not, that's called an Oshem Toli. Sufik Rashi says, Shavu Bekoros, Sufik Lei Chota. So all these Kabbalahs, Alochas are, that Shchitosen Batzefen. The Shchit has to be done Batzefen. The Domin Toin Shtei Matzefen. The Zrik Islam has to be in two places. Shtei Matanos, Shein Ab, two comes out to be four. The Nechol of Nimla Kloin, it can be eaten inside the Azera. The Zichrei Kunon, to the Zichorim of the Kain, Kahanim, the Chol Matanos, anywhere they want to eat it, the Yom V'Lai Lal Chatzais, that whole day, and at night time, only two Chatzais, from the Rabban, it's only two Chatzais. So the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that first of all, the Shal Metzibur, even though it's only Kol Mishlamim, and usually Kol Mishlam is only Kachim Kalim, but also since it's a Shal Metzibur, it's a Kol Metzibur, that's not like Kodesh Kodeshim. And therefore, for the Shechita has to be done B'tzefen, and the Kiddush done B'tzefen. But in the Hashemah, the Kol Mishlam is also Kodesh Kodeshim. Therefore, it also has these halachis, that the Shechita and the Kabbalah Adam have to be done on the second side of the Mizbeach, on the second side, it's often of the Mizbeach, and the Zrikis are Shtei Matanis, Shein Abba, it's also on the Nechon, it's Nimen HaKloyim, the Zrikha Kuna, B'chomach, Yom Elay, Lach HaTzais. Alright, we'll stop here, continue on the next tape.